The legacy of southeastern Colorado's first Spanish settlers dots the scorched plains along Highway 50. East of Pueblo, the sprawl gives way to sleepy little towns like Los Animas, Manzanola, and La Junta. The junction along the old Santa Fe Trail, an important trading route where farmers settled and grew and sold chilies, tomatoes, and cantaloupes. These farms are still the economic lifeline here today.
I farm with my cousin Glenn and my dad Jerry, and we've been farming in the Rocky Ford area for about 95 to 100 years.
And for all of that time, it's been cantaloupes, says fourth-generation farmer Michael Haricotta. He walks between carefully laid rows of plastic-covered mounds of dirt. A tractor will soon pass through here and plant seeds through it.
Cantaloupe here is, it's almost a culture. The local high school in Rocky Ford, their mascot is a meloneer, and it's a melon man. And, you know, everybody down here associates with cantaloupe, and it's part of our culture and tradition and family.
A tradition tarnished by last fall's listeria outbreak and revelations that America's produce industry isn't heavily regulated. So to better protect their way of life, Haricotta and his neighbors are doing something quite rare even these days. They're banding together to form a Rocky Ford Growers Association. To become a member and certified grower, they agree to independent on-farm safety inspections, inspections that are still voluntary under federal law. The farmers say they're also taking training and food safety courses. Haricotta has gone even further, though, hiring his own food safety manager.
Yes, it's a big investment, but we want to show that we are committed to providing a good quality, safe product.
Now, the contaminated melons were traced to a farm some 90 miles from here, not even technically part of Rocky Ford, but the stigma and economic fallout was still huge, and some here still harbor bitter feelings towards state health officials for not doing more to clarify where the contaminated fruit came from. For his part, though, Colorado's Commissioner of Agriculture, John Salazar, says it's his top priority to help farmers like Haricotta recover.
People shouldn't think that Rocky Ford cantaloupe is contaminated, because it's not. And by growers taking the initial steps to reduce the risk of any incident of this happening ever again, we'll show consumers that we are dedicated to food safety.
The state's $8 million a year cantaloupe industry is minute compared to corn or beef, but $8 million goes a long way in rural southeastern Colorado. A severe drought has meant hard times for this corner of the state, and many here will tell you the economic and population boom 150 miles away along the Front Range has come at the expense of this region.
Cities like Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo have come down here, bought water, dried up thousands of acres of farmland, and that's had a devastating effect on the rural economy.
Mike Bartolo has watched this decline for the past two decades, working as a crop specialist in the Colorado State University Extension Office. It's housed in a dusty lot on the outskirts of the town of Rocky Ford. These days, his job is less focused on research and more on holding those food safety courses and teaching cantaloupe farmers how to market their crops. Bartolo hopes all of this will help the recovery, but in the back of his mind, he knows that some farmers will figure cantaloupes are just too risky, and they'll plant other high-priced commodity crops, like corn.
I don't think there's any doubt there's going to be a decreased amount of acres. There's going to be less melons sold. That'll have some kind of an impact on this community and the economics here.
Bartolo figures it could take two or three more years, though, before those impacts are fully realized.
In my pickup.
Can we go check it out?
Sure, okay. Sure. It's right here, right up from this lady right here.
During a recent media tour organized by CSU and state ag officials, Bill Sackett was more optimistic about that recovery than most here, and eager to show off a tray of fresh cantaloupe seedlings in the back of his pickup.
That's what you guys are here for, and that's what I'm here for. There's a tray of Athens cantaloupe.
He grows these and then sells them in his roadside farm stand, which until last year did a brisk business.
Right on the side of the road, right by my farm, and it's right on Highway 50, right here in Rocky Ford.
At 72, Sackett says he's seen the industry weather other food safety crises and learn from them.
It kind of woke us up to what we need to do and to prevent it, you know.
Still, farmers like Sackett and his neighbor Michael Haricotta face an uncertain future. No one knows for sure whether this region's main customers, shoppers in large Front Range grocery stores, will buy Rocky Ford melons come summer. Back on Michael Haricotta's farm, workers are trying to fix a sputtering tractor. He says he's planting his cantaloupes in phases, so there will be several harvests instead of just one big one.
it's hard planning right now for what's going to happen this year. So that's why we're taking baby steps right now.
Baby steps, because Hirakata figures he can better shield himself if there is a big drop in demand in the coming months. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.